couple of things, Noel. First of all, you know, we've heard it said that you know y'all haven't played your best game yet, and I wonder when you're watching the video, if you got a sense of how close y'all are to playing to that level that you're wanting to see, and then also just your thoughts on the way Coda Martin played, and if you'd be comfortable, if need be, how comfortable you are using that offensive line that you started last week moving forward.
To answer that question, yeah, very comfortable with Coda. And I think he's gotten some really valuable experience this year. It's really a new world for him, and for him to slide in and Jermaine to slide down to last time he played over half a game was, I think, UCLA, and he played left tackle. So this has really been good for Coda, and it just shows Jermaine's, you know, what I like about all these guys, it's an unselfish group. Just, hey, put me wherever you need to put me, and let's, you know, we'll play and bust our butts and do as best job we can. So that's cool. And, you know, and when you're a little bit limited in depth at that position, which we are at the offensive line position, because we got a lot of really good young players that we, you know, are trying to hold and not play, is that they've got to have some flexibility and be able to, you know, slide from right tackle to right guard or left tackle to guard or, you know, back and forth or tackle to center. And so there's about six or seven of those kids that I feel real confident with any of them, you know, filling any spot that JT needs to put them in. And as far as that first question, come on. Like, that's like all coaches say that, right? Oh, we scored 40, 52, but we haven't played our best game yet, you know? I mean, we're always like that. Every week you strive, you know, because I think every play I call should score a touchdown. I'm a little disappointed when it doesn't. So I just think that's just a mindset that I like from our players and our staff and from everybody, is that every these kids have really done a great job of just taking it day by day, practice by practice, and trying to get better every day at what they're doing. And then hopefully we can string enough good plays together in the game to have success. And so I really like their mindset on how they attack the week of practice. They hopefully aren't looking past 245 today.
On the right side, Ben.
You know, Coach, looking at the last couple weeks, you know, Christian's led y'all in targets by a good amount, you know, when he's been on the field. How would you describe the way y'all use him, and what do y'all look to do when he's in the offense?
Well, obviously he's a guy, but he's not no different than Josh or Speedy or Ricky in my eyes. It just the nature of the offense lends itself to that position gets more touches. Because he's our slot, he's our adjuster. He's a guy that he's in the slot, he's outside, he's in motion, he's catching a lot of these little, you know, bubble screens and stuff like that. So he's going to have catch his reception numbers up. I'd like his yardage to go up. You know, I think we've missed some shots at him down the field, which I'd like that to happen a little bit more. But and I feel, you know, I'm both the outside guys, and I think Ricky coming back. You know, he's kind of was nicked up, and he's kind of finally getting back in the swing of things. I'd like to see him, you know, get some touches during the game. So I'm really happy with all four, five, six of those guys that have been playing. The guy that's really kind of came in and has done a really good job, solid job for us, is Jeremy DeBoyu. You know, JT has come in and just been really solid. Ratley came in and did the, you know, what they're doing a lot of times is that you don't see because it's not in the box score, is they're really becoming better at helping our running game from the receiver position.
You know, well, a follow-up to that is, do you see Jeremy staying in that starting role in the upcoming future? Because I know he started last week.
No, I think it's like, to me, it's like you have one and one A. To me, I mean, I've got tremendous confidence in all those guys, him, Speedy, Josh, Boone, Ratley, all those guys. So I like all those guys when they get in there.
Right, and the actual follow-up I was going to ask is, what's the best metric to gauge a slot receiver in your mind?
Wait a minute. Google metric. Come on, you know you're smarter than me. All right, man. Okay, what do you mean metric?
What's the best stat you use to judge if the slot receiver is being effective?
I don't know. That's a really good question. Historically, that position's always been a, you know, about like where Christian is right now. You know, at the end of the – I've had it both ways. I've had it where the wide position's been the, you know, the 70 reception guy, you know, 800-900 yards. And then I've also had it the slot. Now, the slot usually didn't get as many yards for me because he catches so much of that little BS stuff, right? But, you know, I mean, usually by the end of the season, that's a 69 to, you know, I mean, I think if that's what you're asking, that's a 69 to 75 catch position for us.
Staying in the back, Daryl.
Coach, last week against New Mexico State, you threw the ball to the tight end more than you had. And
you can't believe how many texts I got about that.
Well, what I wanted to know is
– they said, wow, what a concept.
Is that something that you was just available on that Saturday, or is it something that you'll be doing more moving forward?
Yeah, you know, we haven't really thrown it to him very much. You know, our tight end is kind of flexed, and so he's like a receiver, so he's not really a conventional tight end. But yeah, it didn't look too bad. Maybe we should put a couple more of those plays in.
Right side aisle, Gabe.
In recruiting, how much of your goal is to rectify that, though, to build up that the talent at that position to where you start utilizing the tight end like you have throughout your career?
Yeah, I mean, you're exactly right. So it kind of molds itself to your personnel. And, you know, where Ricky does play a little bit in the box, but he's not like a true, you know, he's a very athletic guy. He's more of a flex move guy. And the same with Tanner. I was really happy to see Klein get in there, Calvin, to get in there and get some time. So now all of a sudden, everybody, you gain a little confidence in that and letting those guys do that more often. But yeah, I think it's been probably about 2-3 years ago when I had Joe Fourier and some of those inline guys, and those guys were always real, you know, put up good numbers and were pretty important. So we're flexible enough to do that. If we've got that body, if we've got that person, then yeah, we like to do that, you know, the attached tight end inline stuff. And it's nice, you know, we're going to try to get that going.
Left side toward the back, Suzanne.
On that tight end topic, it seems to be that you were ahead of the curve on the tight ends in keeping them in the offense, and some of these up-tempo offenses are using more tight ends. I know you just addressed it, but do you think that that is a trend now across the country, that a good tight end, pass-catching tight end, can make an up-tempo offense even
better? Oh, 100%. Yeah, I've done it before in the past with you know, kids like that. You know, the whole deal is it's that fine line. You're looking for that guy that's athletic enough to be in space, right, when you're four wides, but then all of a sudden, and in a tempo offense, you try not to substitute, because as soon as you substitute, then you're not a tempo team anymore, right, because they stop you and they let the defense run on and all that kind of stuff. So the ideal guy is that guy that can, like, do both for you. But I don't think without – I think, yeah, a lot of people, you know, I've done it in the past too, where you've got that kid that's flexible enough to do both for you and still be a tempo, so-called tempo offense.
On the right up front, Sam.
How would you describe the atmosphere in your quarterback room with all the personalities you have?
About what you saw today. It's a thrill a minute, yeah. It is. I mean, Connor shows up yesterday at my quarterback meeting in a gingerbread outfit. Okay. But, no, they're all, I mean, they're fun guys to be around even if you weren't coaching them. You know, and they all get along great. They all really help. I mean, Connor, I don't know how many snaps he's taken this year, maybe six or so. And he takes the best notes in my room. So they're all very engaged in what we're doing, and they're all very, you know, focused on the position and helping each other. And both Jake and Connor are very helpful to Trevor. During meetings, during the game, during practice, so they're obviously very good friends and get along great. So it's been a really fun group to coach.
How would you describe Connor's personality?
Connor's personality, yeah, he's exactly what you see, right? Smart. Although I'm a little upset with him because if he'd have pulled his first play, you know, he might have gone 65 yards for a touchdown on his own read. Okay, and then. Well, probably I'm not. I'm glad he didn't pull it, because then he'd be telling me he should be the starter this week. Yeah, without a doubt. He would, like, be pretty upset about that. But, no, really smart, great personality, great guy.